Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back. June Lee, staff writer for ESPN at J-O-O-N Lee on Twitter, joining us here to talk some baseball. June, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you being here. Before we get to the Astros, I just don't know that what we're watching with Shohei Ohtani is the greatest. I've been watching baseball. Obviously, we love baseball. Been watching for a long time. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody, and I don't know that baseball's ever seen anybody, and I don't know that we talk about him enough. Do we?
Have we seen anything in sports like this? That's the question I'm asking myself right now. I think the answer is no. Because the comparison that I've had, I think we need to move beyond the Babe Ruth comparison. Like, I was talking about him in the lens of Bo Jackson over the course of last year, and even that, I think, is kind of putting Ohtani short, because Ohtani's done this at a higher level than Bo did across football and baseball for a longer period of time. He's basically been one of the MVP favorites for 3 seasons now. And so when you compare that, like, I think we're looking not just at a generational talent, like a once-in-a-century transformative sports figure, the type of guy who can attract new people who are casual sports fans to baseball and sports as a whole. Like, he's the type of guy that Babe Ruth was in the early 1910s, you know, the 1920s, where Babe Ruth basically became the first American celebrity doing endorsement deals. You know, he's endorsing everything from, you know, hot dogs to underwear. Like, Ohtani, I think, is going to fall into the same lens, because, you know, the conversations I've had with folks at Major League Baseball, they aren't just about trying to grow the sport in America. Their really big picture vision right now, and their main focus, is growing the sport internationally around the world. And one Major League executive I talked to said that Ohtani is the entire plan. Like, between trying to put together an MLB streaming service where the league has all the rights and you can, you know, log on to MLB TV and watch any baseball game from around the world without any blackouts, Ohtani's kind of at the center of that, because you look at him as a guy, he doesn't need to speak any language in order for the average casual sports fan to understand why he's so special. I mean, you look at a guy like Lionel Messi, right? Like, Messi doesn't really speak English very well, but people around the world, including in America, know who he is, despite not necessarily understanding what he's saying, because when you watch Lionel Messi highlights, you understand the greatness immediately, and I think that's basically what Ohtani is for baseball and this generation.
Yeah, it's almost impossible that not enough is being made of it, because everyone respects it and talks about it. I guess maybe the right amount of attention is being given to it, but Ohtani has, I don't know, borderline Cy Young stuff as a pitcher, and then is a clear MVP front runner. And frankly, has played like that for a couple of years now. It is just, I just don't know if people are truly grasping it and giving it the amount of weight that it deserves. Because think about this. You mentioned Bo Jackson. These are cross-sport things. I have a lot of respect for cross-sport. But this is two completely different things you're asking a guy to do, to pitch and to hit. And he is elite at both of these. It's like we see in Little League Baseball almost.
Yeah, it's like the coach's kid at, like, T-ball, who's, you know, hitting well and fielding well and just plays shortstop and also pitches and everything in between. That's the most extreme level. I mean, it's the thing that always jumps out to me when I talk to people around Major League Baseball about Shohei Ohtani is that everyone talks about him like they're a little kid again. Like, he invokes the sense of innocence in all of us, where because he expands our idea of what's possible on a baseball field, he makes us feel like we're falling in love with baseball all over again, because he's doing something that we could only imagine superheroes or video game characters to do before, but he's doing it on a day to day, a week to week basis. And it's inspiring to watch. Like, it's one of those things where, you know, I think back to the conversations we had as a sports media culture when Ohtani came over, and people were doubting whether or not he would be able to stick it at the plate, whether or not he would be able to hit major league pitching. And then he made it pretty clear, especially after undergoing Tommy John surgery and he was sidelined from pitching on the mound, that he was a top-tier power hitter. And then the conversation switched again where people were like, oh, maybe he should just stick to hitting and give up the pitching. And now that he's done it for 3 years, I mean, at this point, I don't even want to put any limits on him. Because people are having conversations about how long could he actually do this. Like, I think at this point, we just need to, like, enjoy the ride like we're on a roller coaster and just live in this moment because, you know, we don't know how long it's going to happen. It could go on for, you know, another 6 months. It could go on for another decade. Like, at this point, I'm just willing to enjoy what we're seeing in front of us on a night-to-night basis and recognize that on any given night, Ohtani could be achieving history.
June Lee with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What is the national perception of the Houston Rockets in 2023?
The Houston Rockets?
Astros.
Did I say Rockets?
Yeah, we just got done with the Rockets.
You just got done with the Rockets
Rocket segment. Yeah. But do you have thoughts on the Rockets?
No. What is the perception of the Astros in 2023?
I think people are a little bit confused. I think part of it is that starting rotation, I think the pitching staff in general has been kind of worn thin to the point where I think people don't necessarily recognize, like, why, like, you know, the fact that, like, Framber Valdez, you know, or Keedy or all those guys not necessarily having their full health this year has obviously had a huge impact on this Astros team. But I think in general, like, this is, I think when it comes to October, everyone's going to be afraid of the Astros. Like, Jordan Alvarez hasn't been all the way there this season. Like, Jose Abreu hasn't been the hitter that people expected this season. I think that you look at the talent on the Astros roster, it's still like, well, you know, they're in the wild card spot right now. They're still the Houston Astros. Like, Framber Valdez has been very, very good in the playoffs in the past. Like, we've seen this rotation be very good in the past. And so I think when you consider the talent on the roster, it's hard to kind of look at it any other way than, you know, if the Astros get to October, like, all bets are off because, you know, it's not like basketball or football where it's off of the top seeds that get in. Like, we've seen with the Philadelphia Phillies, you know, the Braves a couple of years ago. You just need to get in. And if you get hot at the right time, you're going to have a shot to win the World Series. And the Astros clearly have enough talent to win the World Series on an annual basis.
Yeah, but this is a weird year because of the injuries of the pitching staff. And John and I were talking about, you know, Christian Javier, something's going on with Christian Javier. The velocity is down. He can't strike people out all of a sudden. There's something that's not right with him, and I expect the Astros to start talking about something any day now. You've got, you know, McCullers is done for the year. Garcia is done for the year. You have Urquidy coming back at some point. I just wonder if this is one of the years where the Astros have to make a tough decision. Do we try to keep ourselves in this at the trade deadline, or do we just say, look, let's just play the ball how it lies, let's play the cards that are in our hands, and let's see what happens, and if we need to move to next year, we'll move to next year.
I think they need to add something to the bullpen. Like, I think that you'd be doing this group a disservice, given that you have, you know, Framber in his prime, you've got Alex Bregman, obviously, still. You know, Jeremy Pena has continued to have a good year. Mauricio Dubon has been, you know, an excellent second baseman and infielder this year. I mean, I think when you look at the talent of this group, I think you would be doing a disservice. Jordan Alvarez, you know, it's easy to phrase this because he hasn't, you know, been healthy the entire season. It would be a disservice to this group to, I think, you know, kind of stand pat. I think that, especially just given the fact that there's a clear weakness with this team, with the bullpen, and Rafael Montero, you know, being being absolutely useless this season. When you consider all of those things, I think it would, if the Astros add to the bullpen, like, for me as a, you know, someone who doesn't necessarily watch the Astros on a night-to-night basis, riding the fan roller coaster of the Houston Astros, like, I still look at this team and it's like, when you see that to October, especially because you have guys like Mauricio Dubon kind of stepping up, you know, kind of guys you wouldn't necessarily expect, kind of filling in some of the slots in the lineup as well. Like, this is a team that I would still be afraid of come October, despite all the struggles with the health and the rotation and the bullpen, you know, being a disaster, of course, last week, couple weeks or so.
Do you expect the Rangers to make a move? A big move?
I mean, they're kind of already all in. So if I'm the Rangers, like, I would be continuing to go all in. Like, one of the things I'm really interested about right now is what the Mets situation looks like, because Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander are on a team that doesn't seem like they're going to have much of a shot at getting to the postseason. Like, obviously, things have crazier things have happened, like teams have come back from 8.5 games back of the wild card and made the playoffs over the course of the last 4 years or so. But if the Mets at this point are out of it, Verlander and Scherzer, especially given after what Steve Cohen said yesterday, he said that he's willing to eat money in order to get a better prospect return, that might make Verlander and Scherzer two of the more attractive guys on the trade market heading into the deadline. And, you know, a team like the Rangers, like, they're already all in. Like, if you're already all in and willing to spend a ton of money to go out and get Jacob DeGrom, you know, obviously he's out for the season, Nathan Eovaldi, you know, you're paying Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Josh Jung is obviously having a rookie of the year campaign right now. Like, this is a team that's trying to win it this year. If Scherzer and Verlander are available at the deadline, like, that's the type of team that I would suspect would be extremely interested, and not just those two guys, but a lot of starting pitching out on the open market.
And you grow championships, you just don't buy them. And this could be an opportunity. If they move both of those guys, the potential to rebuild with young talent as your new – find core guys like the Astros have been able to make it a sustainable product. I think it's a really intriguing and interesting concept because from a team-building standpoint, it really gives you a fast-forward start, depending on what you're willing to eat from a money standpoint on some of these, in terms of bringing in new players who are – your next generation, even if they are in Double A right now.
Yeah, I mean, this was kind of the plan for the Mets. They wanted this kind of 3-year window to try to continue going for a World Series title while they spent, their resources trying to build back up their farm system, as they did not have a ton of depth when Steve Cohen and Billy Epler took over that team. And so, you know, they've been trying to kind of play it both ways. If it really does not go their way this season, like, they're in a spot to, if they're willing to eat a lot of money on the Scherzer and Verlander contract, which it seems like Steve Cohen is willing to, just because he said yesterday that he already views that money as spent. And so, you know, you might as well go out and try to get as many good prospects as possible. It's a really fascinating situation in New York, because Cohen's financial capital, just him having more money than any other owner in not just baseball, but pretty much sports, the Cutter Sports Investment Fund, him having more money, it kind of changes the dynamic of how you think about building a team. Like, you know, I was talking to folks around baseball where there were, it's going to be hard to trade Verlander and Scherzer because of, you know, the $40+ million, the $86 million combined that those two guys are due. But it's Steve Cohen, like, $43 million, like, yes, he's continuing to, I guess, lose money on an annual basis this year, but he's thinking about the big picture and trying to grow the prestige of the Mets, and of course, the next couple of decades, growing the valuation of that franchise. And he wants to win. And if going after prospects is the best path for the Mets to win, I think he's going to be willing to spend that money.
It's June Lee, at June Lee on Twitter. Talk a little baseball with him here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So quickly, before you go, for Astros fans out there that have been disheartened, you know, there's some guys coming back. Jordan is now hitting. Michael Brantley is hitting and fielding. Jose Urquidy has been throwing some bullpens. We can't give up hope just yet, can we?
Yeah, it's such a cliche at this point, but it really rings true, especially in, like, the dog days of the summer. Like, it's one day at a time, and, like, most teams in baseball would kill to be in Houston's spot right now. To have Jordan Alvarez as centerpiece on Alex Bregman, to have a guy like Framber Valdez, who has, you know, I think been one of the more underrated pitchers in baseball over the course of the last couple of seasons, you know, have just generally the talent foundation that Houston has. Most teams would kill to be in that spot. Yes, there are reasons to be concerned, but every single team around baseball has reasons to be concerned right now, I think, heading into the deadline. And there's very few situations that I would choose fully healthy over the Houston Astros if I were just starting franchise from scratch right now.
That's June Lee. Hey, we appreciate your time, man. Good stuff, and thanks for joining us. I hope we do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, June Lee.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.